Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this newscast is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. And a 47-year-old Mount Pleasant man was found dead in the Chippewa River at Island Park early yesterday morning. Police discovered the body after responding to a report of a person floating in the water near 331 North Main Street at 8:22 a.m. Authorities say foul play is not suspected, but the investigation is ongoing. The Isabella County Medical Examiner's Office will evaluate the death, and several police and emergency agencies assisted at the scene. Anyone with information is urged to contact Mount Pleasant Police Department anonymous tip line at 989-779-9111 or Central Dispatch at 989-773-1000. No further details have been released while the case remains under investigation. And a man accused of destroying a large U.S. flag at Old Town Junction in Saginaw was arrested this week at a protest in Ann Arbor. The February incident, caught on surveillance video, showed the suspect lowering and damaging a flag, which was also caused harm to a nearby vehicle. Restaurant staff helped identify him by sharing details and offering a reward online, leading Saginaw police to issue a warrant. The suspect, Christian Grant, was detained during the demonstration at the University of Michigan, then transferred to Saginaw and arraigned on a felony property destruction charge. The restaurant replaced the $2,000 flag. Supported by community donations, Grant was released on bond. No charges have been announced from the Ann Arbor protest. And this week's WLEW-WHST Game of the Week radio coverage will feature Harbor Beach hosting their game against Reese on Friday, October 31st. Coverage on WLEW's 102.1 FM will begin at 6 p.m. with kickoff at 7 p.m. And a group of bills introduced in the Michigan Senate aims to allow residents to use mobile driver's licenses and digital state ID cards on their phones as an alternative to physical cards. Senate Bill 617 through 621, sponsored by Senator Erica Geis, propose creating secure state-issued digital IDs that can be managed via smartphones with a fee for issuance or removal set at up to $4 and deposited in a special fund. Importantly, these digital IDs would supplement, not replace, existing physical IDs, and individuals must hold an actual card to receive the mobile version. Enhanced licenses for cross-border travel could also be issued in digital form and used just like physical enhanced IDs at ports of entry. The Secretary of State would be tasked with launching a special secure platform for digital licenses within 18 months. The bills include privacy protections, ensuring residents don't have to surrender their personal device, and no extra data would be collected if asked to show a mobile ID. Physical IDs would remain available and required for those who prefer them. Critically, mobile driver's licenses and digital IDs would not qualify as valid identification for in-person voting. Only traditional physical IDs, such as driver's licenses, state IDs, passports, and student or military IDs would be accepted at polling places. When we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message and public service announcement, we'll get to our national and international news.
As the leaves start to fall, your internet bill should too. This fall, stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in Eastern Michigan.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, stock markets in the United States are climbing as hopes grow for a new trade deal with China. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ are all up in pre-market trading. Investors are closely watching upcoming earnings reports from major tech firms. The Federal Reserve is also set to announce its latest policy decision. Financial analysts are signaling cautious optimism. Market volatility will persist depending upon summit outcomes. And in our international news, Lando Norris celebrated victory at the Mexico City Grand Prix, marking a major milestone in his racing career. The win was greeted by fans and fellow drivers alike. Norris's team commended his skillful driving throughout the season. This year's Formula One competition remains highly competitive. Rivals congratulated Norris in post-race interviews. The racing season continues with upcoming international stops. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. And that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.